It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. We're continuing our series of conversations with Democratic presidential candidates ahead of Iowa's first-in-the-nation caucuses, which will be held February 3rd. Today, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. She's been doing pretty well in polling here in Iowa and has been talking about her Medicare for All proposal, which she says she would phase in during the first 3 years of her presidency. On Monday, my co-host of the IPR podcast Caucusland, Kate Payne, and I sat down with Warren before a town hall in Iowa City. We asked her how she would insulate her health care plan from the partisan whims of Congress, and she thinks it could turn out similar to what happened with the Affordable Care Act when some Republicans blocked its repeal after President Trump was elected.
I believe the same thing will happen as we expand health care coverage. Sure, the next president after me could come in and say, hey, raise the price of EpiPens and of insulin. But I think that's also going to be like walking into a buzzsaw. The next president could say, let's raise the age of Medicare from 50 to 67. But I think that's going to be walking into a buzzsaw. I think when people experience it, they see how it works. They see how medical decisions are just between the patient and the healthcare provider and not an insurance company. I think that's going to have a lot of folks saying, I want to hang on to this. No more change.
There are still serious barriers to get a plan like this implemented. I spoke with Representative Abby Finkenauer and asked her if she would support your Medicare for All plan. She said that she wants a public option. This is a representative who flipped a very competitive district from red to blue in 2018. She's one of these representatives who you would really need to have their support. How do you win over people like her?
So let's start with reducing the cost of drugs. I mean, you can go ask her, but I suspect she would strongly support a president using march-in powers and saying we're going to reduce the price of EpiPens and insulin and a whole lot of other high blood pressure medications and so on. Let's do that first. And let's have everybody look left, look right, see how that works. And then let's reduce the cost, or let's reduce the age on Medicare. Nobody has to go into it, but let people who want to do it. That's literally, that's over 40 million people who can make that switch and then have experience with that switch. Let's live with Medicare that actually covers hearing aids and glasses and helps people with dental care. Let's live with Medicare that covers long-term health for people. Let's live with those pieces. Because I think that's how we're going to build the allies. And look, we're better off at each stage. If we reduce the cost of drugs, that's going to help millions of families across this country. And it's going to help them to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. If we lower the age of Medicare, that's going to help tens of millions more. If we cover all of our children, that's going to help millions more. Let's do the good we can do as quick as we can do it. Let's live with it and learn from it and experience it. I think that's how we're going to build a healthcare system that's not about people fighting each other. It's a system about let's get the maximum coverage to the maximum number of people, and let's do it as fast as we can.
I want to turn now to the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. An NPR poll recently showed that the electorate is largely saying that more information on the impeachment inquiry won't change their mind. They've already decided no information will make a difference for 65% of them. How do you govern a country that seems so divided and is apparently not interested in changing their minds when presented with new evidence?
You know, I actually don't see it that way. I see it as a lot of people say the facts are pretty clear right now. You know, let's be blunt here. Donald Trump has not denied that he made offers to Ukraine. And boy, we've had one person after another from his administration come in and say, yeah, and it was not to try to advance the position of the United States. This aid was held up on a string not to help Ukraine better fight Russian aggression, but in order to get Ukraine to do something that would help Donald Trump personally and politically. And that's just wrong. And unless the president wants to come forward with some other version of the facts, wants to give some explanation that literally not one Republican seems to be able to give, I understand that a lot of folks have made up their minds about this. They've said the evidence is out there and it's clear. And for me, I see this as much more important than politics. You know, when I first got in this race, I never in a million years thought this would be about impeachment. And yet, when the Mueller report came out, I sat down that very day and started reading. I read all 442 pages. I got to the end and it was clear to me that a hostile foreign government had attacked our 2016 election for the purpose of helping Donald Trump. Second, that as candidate, Donald Trump had welcomed that help. And third, when the federal government tried to investigate number one and number two, that as president, Donald Trump did everything he could to obstruct that investigation. And I mean, there's chapter and verse in the Mueller report. So when I got to the end, I said, that's it. I think we need to start an impeachment inquiry. And if we fail to do that, this man will break the law again. And sure enough, that's what he did in the summer with Ukraine. It's evidently what he tried to do in September with China. It's what he's trying to do right now by saying he won't let people testify and he's going to block access to documents that Congress has a right to see. So this is about a fundamental question in the Constitution. And I think the Constitution is clear. No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. If this president can get away with such aggressive lawbreaking and taking care of himself at the expense of the interests of the United States of America, not only does it mean he gets to be lawless going forward, it means so does the next president and the next president and the next president. That's not who we are as a country. So I don't believe this should be about politics. I think this should be about the oath of office that every single member of Congress took, and that is to uphold the Constitution, not to be loyal to a political party, not to be loyal to an individual president, but to uphold the Constitution. I believe we have to vote on this, and then every single person is going to have to live with their vote forever.
You can hear more of that conversation with Senator Elizabeth Warren on an upcoming episode of the IPR podcast, Caucus Land. This is Morning Edition on IPR. I'm Clay Masters.